KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media Station, ESPN, 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of the show, 60 minutes on the clock. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. You don't have to do a thing on Houston's number one sports station, ESPN 97.5. Props and shout-outs to Justin Kay for reminding me that Christopher Bridges is Ludacris' acting name.
There you go.
I guess it's his real name, I would assume.
Yeah. Okay.
So, wrap that one up. Rockets tonight.
Yeah, buddy. I'm going early. We're going to do a man on the street for Houston Sports Show for Sunday.
Okay.
So, going to go out and interview the fans, ask them if they know their...
What time are you going to do it? I'm going to just mess that whole thing up.
Yeah, Nick, do like
just
a...
video bomb you, photo bomb.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you.
Remember when the Heat had the big three and LeBron and D-Wade, whenever the other one was doing an interview, they'd walk in the background and make faces and Chris Bosh would do the robot and stuff?
Yeah, that would be just outstanding. That would be so great for you to ruin the what I'm trying to get going here.
No,
that would be
that.
The best thing ever.
I wouldn't do that to you, sir.
You totally would do that.
I really would.
Can you do the robot? That's the first thing.
I can do the robot.
Okay.
Robot.
I'm going to be there 6:30 to 7, somewhere in there. I hope it doesn't rain.
It doesn't start till like 8:30.
Yeah, that's when the production team said they'd be there.
Now you might. The weather's not going to look good about that time.
Ugh.
Got that an sucks. Umbrella?
No, I don't have an umbrella, unfortunately. I do have my questions. You want to hear two of the questions?
Sure. This is for the show at 11:30 Sunday night. Channel 2.
What does Yao Ming's first name mean in Chinese?
Okay.
Is it Tower of Flesh, He Who Sees the Clouds, or Fred? I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to Google it. I'm not going to give you an answer.
You sure you
the
got
show.
The answer right?
I know it. Okay. It's one of those three.
You're sure?
Not Fred. I'll give you
right,
that.
Right, you're sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I know for sure. It's one of those three. Just like we have a question on what does PJ stand for in PJ Tucker. Pretty Jams.
I know there's a lady on Twitter that's a big fan of PJs, and you know how the guys are into this thing where they're cranking their shorts up at practice?
Oh.
She was all over that last night.
She liked it?
Yep.
Is that a thing where they're tucking them in?
Yeah.
James
has been doing it for years. Harden's been doing it for years where he wishes he had those like running shorts with the slits on the side that are real short.
Why don't they just get shorter shorts if that's what they want?
They kind of are.
I don't think everybody wants them.
Kind of going in that direction.
But can't they custom, like, just take them to a tailor? You have millions of basketball dollars. If I didn't like the way my shorts fit, I would just take them to a seamstress and say, hey.
Isn't that kind of what's happening for James Harden right now? Like, isn't he getting like a custom jersey, Joel? Like,
I don't think so. We could ask Tony. I don't think so.
I mean, they gave him a custom jersey. The maroon and gold.
Like, you're trying to tell me if James Harden said. If James Harden went up to the team and said, you know what, these shorts just don't fit right. They're not
going
to change
that again.
I'm sorry.
Yao Ming had his favorite jersey, too. No, I don't think. Well, so here's the thing. The way they're fitted are, and the way you know that they're like game worn, right? There's a tag at the very bottom corner of the front of the jersey. And normally it will say, it used to be, there wouldn't even be an XL. It used to be like 44, 46, or 48, plus 2, plus 1, with different, and that would be, either it had to be longer or the alteration number that was needed to make it custom for that player. Now, I think with Nike, I don't know if they just do the medium, the large, extra large, double X, and then I don't know if they still do that with the measurement adjustments, but that's how you used to know you had an authentic jersey.
Hmm. Okay.
And they would put obviously it's like, they would put the year of the jersey as well.
Yeah. Was it yesterday that we were doing the Instagram models?
Yes, right at the end of the show.
It's a Julia Rose.
Yeah.
Somebody said at the end of the show, y'all were talking about Instagram chicks. Have you checked out Jim Wolfie? J-E-M.
I was going to go, wait a minute.
Nick was like, what? Nope, not checking that out. Jim, J-E-M Wolfie, W-O-L-F-I-E. Jim Wolfie. Jim Wolfie is thick. Too thick for me, and for that reason, I'm out. Nope. Not a fan of that. Not my style. I know a lot of dudes like that. That is just...
My internet is so slow, so I can't tell you.
She's a little thick.
It's too thick for me. I don't like that.
Okay.
No, thank you. But we appreciate the... she got 2.6 million followers, so somebody likes it.
Oh, yeah. She is a little thick.
Yeah.
She's very focused on...
Second picture is eating, and I'm like, yep.
Or she's got pizza britches in another one, and it's just a booty shot.
Pizza britches. Right there. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure does. Yeah, no, I'm out on.
You're gym. Out on this.
I'm out on Jim.
You're single. You're kicking at her, kicking her out of it.
Yep.
You're a damn
I wouldn't
lie.
Even pursue
you're
it.
You're an absolute
wouldn't
lie.
Even pursue it. Why would I lie?
Man, but you can't. She has to put up with your fat, but you're not going to put up with hers?
No, I don't. That's not obviously how it works. Like, yeah, guys are just going to be
you
fat,
totally
period.
Would. Single? You totally would.
No, I swear to you I wouldn't. That is just not my style. That's not my thing.
Oh, I mean, she's got a
there's
little
only
bit of the,
one of us on here that would bleep a fat girl.
Joel.
There's
for sure.
only one of us that would do
Joel,
that.
Joel, 100%.
100% wrong. Yeah, I had some pretty high standards. Whether I lived up to those standards on my end or not, doesn't matter. I had high standards. There's no way.
I like petite women. I do too. I don't like.
The big is in as well.
Not,
I mean, you do too. Depends on what kind of action you've been getting.
No, like, you can't like both. That just
yes,
means
you
you're just a whore.
Can.
You just like everything.
You absolutely can like
no.
both.
Well, I guess you can, but usually people have a preference. They're like, yeah, I like
built. My preference is petite, for sure.
Your preference is breathing. If she's alive, even then, it doesn't have to be like a strong pulse.
At least minimal movement.
Just, yeah, every once in a while.
I mean, she obviously works out if she really wanted to
Does
get
she?
Smaller. I think she could.
Well,
yeah,
she,
dude, look at her.
Half
her Instagram
in the gym,
is her
but
working
her legs
out.
Don't exactly look like they've been doing a
I was
whole
just
lot.
Gonna say she has that, you know, it starts with a C.
What?
I don't want to say it. Cellulite? I don't want to body shame.
Cellulite?
Yeah.
She had a post where she sat down and you could see the cellulite and she said, "Let's start taking pictures of how we really look. Why are we ashamed of having cellulite?" I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I have no problem
that
with
that.
That is
great.
Good for her.
She really did that?
Yeah.
That's great.
You can see all the little dimples on her butt.
Who did that?
It's real. Jim.
Oh.
She's an Australian chef.
Well, there you go.
I'm not body shaming her. Like that's a lot of people think that's hot and sexy, and that's good. And she should be proud of the body she has. It's just not my thing. I don't like that.
Okay.
That's just me. So yes, I would totally kick her out of bed.
I don't believe you, but okay.
Okay, well you don't have to. That's fine.
We don't have to find out anymore because you're happily married. Uh-huh. You're happily married, so we won't have to find out if you'd kick her out of bed.
That's true. That's very true.
Nicholas, on the other hand, you can continue. Just don't discriminate, and everything will be great.
Did you watch any basketball last night?
I did.
Anything stand out to you?
Plenty.
Okay.
Nut shots are still in. I don't know if the Rangers home run celebration has carried over, but that was interesting. The Nuggets were living up to my billing for them the entire game, even though, and I still think in the series they will, but they found a way to win in the fourth quarter, so that made that game at least interesting to watch. And Oklahoma City looks like garbage.
That's the one that stood out to me is not just that the Thunder look bad, but how good the Blazers have looked too. I mean, dude, Damian Lillard is he looks like a man possessed. Like he's not taking anything from anyone. I'm not scared of anyone. I'll shoot big shots. I'll take on all comers. I'm not like I'll D up anybody. Like that's a dude that has that look in his eye. Like nobody's stopping me. Like you're gonna have to beat the rest of the team. Nobody's beating me. You're not beating me defensively, and you're not gonna beat me offensively. Like
I don't disagree with that. I think that when you see what he did last night, went right at Russell.
Toughness.
Russell Westbrook, to me, is starting to get that fake tough moniker from me. Because he likes to bark a lot. And woof and you know, and kind of insinuate physicality. But when it comes down to it, I don't think he wants any part. And Lillard, you're right, went right at him. But the thing that I thought was awesome was he went at Russ. Russ took a three. He didn't make it. And immediately Lillard starts letting the crowd know that he didn't make it. Didn't take him, but the same possession. He crossed half court about three steps in and let it fly from like 40 feet, buckets, and then was just like, where are you at? Because everybody that thinks Russ is so great, and look, we know what his stats are, but we also know what his playoff record is.
So, I mean, Damian Lillard is a man possessed right now.
He's a badass basketball player.
And, I mean, he's on the very short list of guys that if you gave a playoff MVP to, right, he would be on that short list right now of guys that just because he's doing it on both ends of the floor. He's, you know, he's the leadership, everything else.
He is the unequivocal leader of that team.
Yeah.
He is a glue guy. He did for the Blazers what James did for the Rockets. He does not get enough respect being on the West Coast, for sure.
Somebody said, though, they were like, is it the best backcourt nope. in basketball? And then they were like, well, you know, besides Golden State.
Besides the Rockets.
And then somebody said, well, I forget who it was. But he said, yeah, I guess the Rockets, too, if you can consider that a backcourt.
What do you Why mean? Wouldn't you?
What do you mean if you consider CP3 and James Harden a backcourt? What the hell? Like, words matter, bro. You can't just say if you consider them a backcourt. Yeah, you do consider them a backcourt. Maybe the best backcourt. You can make a strong case for them being the best backcourt.
Well, I mean, look, the Splash Brothers to me, and because Klay played. Let me ask you this. Do you feel like.
Say it. Go ahead. Say it. Because Klay plays defense. So does Chris Paul. And now, so does James Harden.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think Lillard plays defense?
Yeah, I do.
I do, too. I got in this argument with the video guys because Brandon said that Lillard no way plays defense and Harden plays better defense than Lillard. I'm not going that far.
There's a reason Russ Wilson ended up on his ass last night with his hand in the air asking for a Westbrook. Because Dame had him D'd up. He lost the ball. He was like, yeah, absolutely. Lillard plays defense.
I said that same thing. And all you got to do
is tough.
Just watch where he picks guys up at midcourt.
Yeah.
Like you said, he's going to physically you if you want to play that game. I also like the fact that Steven Adams set a legitimate pick on him. And at first, he it shocked him, so he had a little problem with it. But when he let Steven Adams speak his mind, and he just kind of gave him the face like, okay, all right.
That's probably, though, one of those, okay, we'll see. I'm going to get you back. That's probably what that was.
It's more on his own player for not letting him know that pick was there.
Did you agree with Barkley or Shaq about that? Because we talked about the elbow with Joel Embiid 2 days ago.
I thought it was a clean pick.
But Barkley said that was Bush League.
Why?
Barkley said it was Bush League because you're already up so much, you didn't need to set that pick. If it was tight with a couple minutes left and you're trying to get some separation on the scoreboard.
You're down at that point.
But I'm saying, no.
Yeah, Oklahoma City's losing.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. If it was a tight game, then the pick would have made sense. But being down by 21 or whatever it was, didn't make sense to throw
a pick
at that point.
I can see that point.
What didn't make sense to me is the fact that the Blazers pulled their starters with about 2.5 left, up by 19, and so did the Thunder. If I'm the Thunder and you pull all your starters with 2.5 left in this league of 3-point shots, I'm putting in every single person that has a decent chance of making a 3-point shot, and I'm going to try to come back. I'm going to at least force you to play your starters again. They just gave up 2.5 minutes.
I'm going to tell you about giving
up. If
Tracy
McGrady can score, 13 points in how many seconds?
32.
Why would you quit like that? I get it with a minute, one possession, two possessions left. 2.5 minutes left and fouls? Bro, what are you doing?
I'm talking about
you
that. Quit. I'm going to talk about quitting from a Spurs fan perspective. There's a team that quit. With still time on the clock last night.
The Nuggets look like they quit.
Well, they look for three quarters, they look like they quit. But late in the game, Pop gets a technical, which was completely unnecessary. And then late in the game, he pulled all of his starters with like a minute and a half to go, and it was still like a 6-point game. And I was like, don't be satisfied with one on the road. You get two, that series is about over.
Yeah.
So
didn't make sense.
No, I'm with you on that one. All right, we'll continue to roll on. If there's something you want to get off your chest and you want to talk about it, give us a call. Give us a text. Give us a tweet. 713-780-3776 for the calls and texts. Hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5. Say my
lady. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back in the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, way back Wednesday. Nick says he wins because of this song. Your thoughts, Barry?
No one wins with
Chumbawamba.
I disagree. Disagree. On the Billboard charts for a reason. Because it's a good song.
Why is it called Tub Thumping?
27 million views. I don't know.
I feel like if you're going to...
You're going to Google it, aren't you, Nick?
If you're going to have a song called Tub Thumping and say it's the best song ever and that you win a Way Back Wednesday because of it, you better know what the
Tub
Thumping means.
You don't know why each of the artists on your list named the songs the way they did.
How do you know? You haven't asked me.
Every single song that you've ever listed in Way Back Wednesday's history,
ever asked me about any song?
Yeah, I think I have, and I think I've stumped you before.
No, you have never asked me what the meaning of a song is. But I'm asking you, what the hell does Tub Thumping mean?
I'm getting it for you. I'm on the Wikipedia page.
I don't need you to Google it. I got Googles, too. Do you know what Tub Thumping is?
Are you a Tub Thumper?
He's a Tubby Thumper.
He's expressed last segment. He prefers petite.
Yeah, let's get to this. All right, well, you're off the hook on Tub Thumping. I want to know why this... Listen, this was a text. When you know you don't have enough penis for something that thick, you say you're out. No, dumbass. I just don't like big girls. It has nothing to do with... Oh, if you don't like fat girls, you obviously have a small penis or standards. One of the two. Like, I don't understand. Just because I have a taste in women that doesn't match yours, you think that it's because I have a small penis. That is the dumbest, most idiotic rationalization I've ever heard in my life.
Literally different strokes for different folks.
That would be like saying the same thing like, oh, well, you don't like black girls because, you don't want to have to. No, that has nothing. I dated black girls in high school. What are you talking about? Like, that's the stupidest thing to just make a preference about penis size.
This was a text?
Childlike. It was a text. A dumbass text at that. Because I don't like thick girls. That's not why I have a small penis, okay? Let's just get that out of the way.
I guess that's still a thing.
What?
Guys are like...
About size?
Talking on their...
I don't know.
Size?
I mean, he's probably like 20 years old or something texting the show. I mean, who does that?
He could be 60, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's true, too. Somebody said, have you seen Summer Rae?
Probably it was Paul. Guys were talking about it. I got to the garage, sat in my lawn chair, and went, you know what? I got a reason that Barry doesn't want that.
It has to be. It couldn't be that he just doesn't like it. It's got to be that he's got a small thing.
I like to refer to it as my wombat.
Yeah, Paul. That's awesome.
Wow. Okay, so as we move along, any other more social media things that we want to...
No, the text line's clear now that we got that one idiot out of the way.
All right, let's do something else right there. Before we get through the middle of this segment, let's also give something away. You can save up to 23% on your heating and cooling bill by switching to Ecobee Smart Thermostat. It's ranked as the number one smart thermostat, which means it's good for your wallet and great for the planet. ESPN 97.5 wants to give caller 12, 713-780-3776, their very own Ecobee Smart Thermostat. How about that? Visit ecobee.com to get yours today if you don't win and learn about how you can help fight climate change with Ecobee. Caller 12, 713-780-ESPN.
Get it.
Yep.
I was trying to think of what else last night stood out to me. I mean, Denver coming back was big for them, especially after the bad game one that Murray had. To come back and have such a huge fourth, because he basically...
But he had a bad game, too, except for fourth quarter.
Yeah, but as much as he lost the game for them in game one with getting the ball stolen when they had a chance and missing a big open shot, in as much as he lost that game, he won this game for them.
Oh, no doubt. I don't know why... 20 in the fourth quarter?
21 in the fourth quarter. Jokic, that Denver offense is so stagnant.
Yep.
Like, if they all look at Jokic, and he's just passing the ball to guys that don't want it. Like, it just looks like no one wants to shoot except Murray. Murray was like, all right, I'll do it. But he was having a bad game. But I just – that their defense is – or their offense is stagnant, and it should all be falling through Jokic. And he looks hesitant at times. Their body language was awful for 3.5 quarters. Like,
well, you know why, right? Because when you give Popovich in a 7-game series to scheme, he knows how to slow them down and force them to do things they don't want to do. And the other thing that really – I look at Jokic. You talk about a tub thumper. I don't know. He just doesn't look... For a guy that's supposed to be in the NBA on a team that plays up-tempo, fast break, boy, he looked like he's out of shape. And
yeah, he's thick.
But the thing that bothered me was that game was San Antonio had the lead still for most of the fourth quarter. Got to be a tie game with about 3.5 to play. Mm-hmm. First, Pop gets a technical, which I thought was completely unnecessary. He ran across half court to call a timeout and then unloaded on the officials. So you untie the game with that and you give a point away. And then it was like a six-point game. Murray went nuts, and obviously he was just in one of those zones where he wasn't going to miss. But it was like a six-point game, and there was still like over a minute on the clock or so. And they're like, yep, Greg Popovich is happy with the fact that he got the split here, and he's just going to rest these guys. And he took all of his starters out. I was like, DeRozan was still making shots. You still had a chance. I didn't agree with that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to question Pop, but I don't know how much time was left when he did it because I don't think I was even.
It was over a minute left, and it was still like a six-point game.
Yeah, that's probably not good. I mean, one of the big discrepancies was rebounding. How Denver got out-rebounded by damn near 10 rebounds and still won the game doesn't make sense to me, but it's not, I felt like it's so weird because I felt like Denver played well enough to win game one. Mm-hmm. And didn't, mm-hmm. and bad enough to where they should have lost game two and didn't.
Don't forget Paul Millsap last night, too, by the way.
Yeah.
He was huge.
He came up big. Yeah,
he really stepped up. And if you listen to the postgame interview with Murray, he was talking about he thought Millsap was their MVP because of all the stuff he does off the floor in the locker room as a leader and a veteran as well.
Yeah.
But you need him right now because, like I told you, that young team without a lot of playoff experience, you're going to find games like they had last night, and you could fold up your tents very well and go home. I saw you tweet about the fact that their body language said that they were done. They were already cooking themselves.
Yep.
And you got to kind of pick yourself up, clean yourself off, and keep going because you can pull out a game like that last night. That series could have been over last night if San Antonio wins that game.
Yeah, it really could. Man, props to Malone for getting in their ass and telling them to get it together.
And he said he used what happened with the Clipper game
as a
means for those guys to be able to digest it quickly and go out there and do something about it. So that was a good win for the Nuggets. I love the fact that these first round games look like they're going to go 6 and 7. Normally they're quick work by the higher seeds. So
yeah,
that's good.
Even with the Thunder, I'm not prepared to panic with them yet. I mean, Portland did what a home team is supposed to do mm-hmm. in the playoffs. You're supposed to hold home court. Yep. You go out and win two games, you'll probably go on the road and lose two or three, and then it becomes a best of three series. You figure the Blazers might get a game out of the first couple on the road, and then it becomes who's going to win the next two out of three.
Riley's a big Thunder fan, and he said, Joel, give me some positives leading into game three. And I said, well, one, you got a hell of a home court advantage.
Yeah.
People get there early. They're nuts. They're loud. It's going to be play to your team's advantage. And really what they say in the NBA is, to your point, series doesn't start till someone wins on the other team's home floor.
Yeah.
So Blazers held serve. Now the Thunder have the same opportunity to do the same thing. And what you hope for is it goes back and forth until a game seven, and then, you know, anything can happen.
I mean, it's not going to surprise me in the least, even with all the praise that we just heaped upon Damian Lillard mm-hmm. earlier. It's not going to surprise me if they come back to Portland down 3-2. That's not going to surprise me at all.
It's 2-2-1-1-1. So I think the next two
is
are...
Is it 2-2-1-1-1?
Yeah, I think it's 2-2-1-1-1. I think they changed all the series to no longer do the finals format. It's 2-2-1-1-1.
Yeah, so it won't hold, but it won't shock me that they do what they're supposed to do on their home court, and the Blazers do the same.
By the way, the other thing that's annoying to me is Paul George saying his shoulder's okay while he's, first of all, at shoot-around, he said his shoulder was okay while he had tape all over it with an ice bag.
Right.
And then every shot he made last night, he was winding up the wing and stretching it and looking at it, and it was like, either it's okay or it's not. But you're making shots. You had 27 points. You're doing all right.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad at all. You know what's not bad? Cash, money in your pocket. And that's why, man, Get Upside is it's the coolest thing that I've seen in a while. And I've used some pretty cool apps on the phone, but none that give me cash back in my pocket. And that's what's the best thing about Get Upside is you're already buying gas for your car. You're already paying for lunch and dinner for you and the family. Why not get cash back when you do it? That's what Get Upside does. It was featured on Channel 13. They did a whole special or a story on it. It works because it gets people money. I'm telling you, go look at my Twitter. Adrian just sent me a screenshot. He's up to $100 now. He started at $80 a few weeks ago when I was talking about Get Upside. He's up to $100 cash back now through the app. And it costs you nothing to get this money back. First thing you need to do, though, put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up. My wife got the app. She put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, got 30 cents a gallon cash back in her pocket on her first fill up through the Get Upside app. Because these places want your business. Like, they want you to come get gas from them as opposed to anywhere else. They want you to eat at their Wendy's and nowhere else. So that's why they offer you these deals, but you can only get it through the Get Upside app. It's completely free to use. It's super easy. It's just got a map feature where you just go, all right, what's around me where I can get cash back, whether it be food or gas? It shows you. You go there, pay with a debit card, upload your receipt. It's that simple. You get the cash back within 24 hours. Up to 35% when you're eating. Up to 25 cents a gallon when you're filling up your tank at over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston. Guys, it's super easy. There are plenty of people at this station that use GetUpside. There are plenty of listeners that have GetUpside that are using GetUpside. If you haven't made this switch yet, get over on Get Upside, put in promo code Barry, get that cash back, and thank me later. And don't touch the dial. We're back in 60 seconds. ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You guys waiting with anticipation as we open up the final half hour of the show for the time to go by so that the Texans schedule can be released tonight?
Oh, I love schedule release day because then everyone immediately gets to go 8-8, 9-7. Is that what you were about to do?
No.
I feel like you had a number in mind you were going to shout out.
There's like, obviously there's media outlets that are having release parties for the schedule.
Okay.
Basically by 3 o'clock, we know most of the dates. Everything leaks out. For the schedule, like we already know, the Saints, the Texans open up at the Saints on Monday Night Football.
Yes,
we know that December the 1st, Sunday. Monday Night Football. The Saints host the Texans. Sunday Night Football at NRG, December the 1st against the Patriots, and the game against the Jags in London is going to be November the 3rd. And if you really search Twitter right now, you can put together the whole schedule. I already know the whole Packers schedule. Three different people have already pieced together every little leaked game and put it all together.
But
I don't know if it's that big of a deal. You already knew like months ago who you were going to play.
Right. You just didn't know the order.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe it's just because of the job, but I don't even get excited about schedule releases anymore. Astros included. And I love baseball. But when it's just like,
you know who you're going to play for the most part. You know, you got to play 162 in baseball or 16 in football.
I was going to say, I get it in football. It's a lot less. It's only 16 games. Microphone just needs some ED meds or something. That just fell out.
Wait, you talking about the Instagram model you passed on?
No.
Oh.
I'm not big comb over the schedule guy. About a week before the season starts, I like to make a prediction because it's part of the job.
Sure, but we always do it here on the show.
Yeah, but I don't. I don't know. I knew it was going to be released, and okay, cool.
I understand.
But like you said, we already knew
from a travel perspective. If you're planning on going to a game, knowing when it's going to be, I understand. Like when you have certain games scheduled, when you know who you're going to play, like when are you going to play these big key opponents? Like for instance, the Saints open up the season with the Texans, the Rams, and somebody else, and it's like, ooh. That's a tough three-game stretch to open up the season. But overall, you know who's in your division. You know you're playing everybody twice. I don't think it matters whether you play the Bears in the week 1 and 15 or any combination in between.
I'm with you. I mean, you know for the most part. I was listening to Charlie talk about it, and he was mentioning all the quarterbacks that they're going to be facing. And it's like, yeah, it's going to be a tough year this year for them.
Who's their other division that they face off against?
I had to go back and look. I want to say it was the...
Oh, you know, is it the Saints division?
I think it is. Or is that because they got division winners?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe that and... Does it have to be another AFC?
They rotate them, so I don't know. I would have to go back and look at the...
Yeah, and since I'd have to scour to find the leaked out Texan schedule to go over all the opponents.
Yeah, fact of the matter is, I mean, it's cool to know who you're going to play when that drops. The order doesn't. I know that they play the Patriots on Sunday Night Football because I saw somebody tweet out a Patriots schedule. But
I said that one. Yeah, I got three of them already.
Yeah,
and one of them was a divisional opponent with Jacksonville. The other one, the Patriots and the Saints.
Yeah,
but I mean, evidently they make it a big deal. Even when I was working for the Rockets, they someone in the office one year wanted their 15 minutes of fame and tipped off one of the websites and leaked the schedule. Oh my God, you'd have thought someone robbed Fort Knox.
Really?
People were losing their minds in the office, and this was such a big deal, and all the national TV games got out, the Rockets. Who cares?
Yeah.
It was like a couple hours early, and it's more. The more people talk about it, whether they were happy or not, and they talked about we're not on TNT this much or whatever, you just got more exposure.
That's it. I mean, we're talking about it right now. We're pumping them up middle of April, but that's why they release it and like they do. Like, here's your opponents, and then don't worry, in a month we'll have the schedule and then the draft, and then we'll keep you engaged with the NFL all through the offseason. It's a year-round league now.
Yep.
I mean, the NFL doesn't take a month off. There's always something to talk about. And I know I saw, like, Stutz had tweeted out that it's like $1,300 to or $1,200 to fly to London. ABC 13 had a couple. You could get airfare for as low as $650 round trip. I'm not going to London to watch a football game.
You know what, though, is impressive about Texans fans?
Dumbest thing, if you literally, that's the only reason you flew over there was just to watch a football game and come back. Go over there for a vacation and catch a football game. But if you fly halfway around the world just for a football game, I never want to hear y'all joke about how much money I think I have.
I would hope they're smart enough to plan something outside the football game.
People that were dumb enough to just go, well, I'm just going for the game.
No, they'll make it a vacation. Texan fans, I'll give them credit. Texan fans travel well. They got a group of about a couple hundred that traveled almost every road game.
Yeah, that's in the States. Like,
I get that.
I have friends that are included in that group. But they travel
well.
How
dumb can you be to pay for a ticket to London and not explore the rest of the city?
You ain't got enough money to stay.
That's why.
Then you have no business booking that flight.
Thank you.
One of the positives of the schedule coming out now is that they'll make a vacation of it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there are going to be people that fly over there just for the football game and maybe spend the night and come back the next day. I'm telling you.
That's crazy to me.
I'm telling you.
It's crazy.
That's no way.
Either they have no sense and a lot of money or, no money and no sense. I don't know. It doesn't.
I don't see anybody doing a there and back in 24, 48 hours.
I promise you that no one's going to make but there will be someone that goes just for the game, and that's it. But we'll see. You got the money to do it, good for you. That's just dumb, but whatever.
I guess. Yeah, we'll
see. I actually don't mind watching those games. I know the Jags tend to always play there a lot.
One game a year they play there.
So. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense why the Jags are always...
I think it's the Jags' owner.
The owner.
I can tell you why. Yeah, it's partly the owner and partly because they don't really draw well at home. If you recall, they tarp off the entire upper deck, most cases. And so the revenue that they get is probably bigger. It's a bigger chunk of money going over there.
And there's a Jaguars fan base in London. Like, I've seen the fan club.
Why? Because they play there every year. So if the people in England are going to be drawn to a team, and this year... I think there's three or four NFL. I think there's three for sure regular season NFL games that are going to be played there. Jags are one of them with the Texans, and there was four other teams that are going to be. I think the Raiders are traveling over there, but yeah, there's going to be some other teams traveling over there. So,
I just found a leaked schedule
of the Texans.
I'm going to see if it's on this page here. Nope, that is the Giants schedule. Who's leaking the Giants schedule?
Giants fans.
Yeah, I guess.
Like I said, I got tweeted.
Who's looking forward to that
schedule in two parts with like details, and I'm like, I'm not thinking that far ahead. I know they're playing in Dallas, so I can start planning if I want to travel that game, but I'm not planning for that either.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay, well, hey, by the way, can I just give a shout out real quick to Gooseworks on Instagram?
You just did.
I put the thing out where I said, look, if you have a local T-shirt company or you're a local artist or you're a local brand. And you want me to wear some of your stuff when I shoot my segments for the TV show, I'd be happy to rock it for you. Just send it to me. And Gooseworks took me up on it and sent me a couple of shirts. And so tonight I'm going to be out there shooting at the Rocky game. And if you wanted to see it, it's on the stream too. But yeah, shout out to Gooseworks on Instagram for sending over a couple of shirts for me to show off for them.
Now, is the design...
This is the like, N64. It's supposed to be the Nintendo 64, but it's all H's for Houston. And it says Houston
TX. I saw you had another one that was close to the Enron logo.
That one, that was weird. So I put it out there. Which one should I wear the next time I shoot? And everyone went with the N64, so that's why I have it on today because we're shooting today. But I really like the Enron one because it's basically, like, people look at it and go, oh, that looks like Enron. That's the whole point. If you think about it, it's the H. And they took the E out, so it's representing Houston and not Enron, but it's a play on the Enron thing. So I liked both of them. I think they're really cool. And I know some listeners had already seen it on my Instagram and jumped on one of those Houston 64 shirts. So check them out. Goose.
The whole reason why you do it.
Yep, at GooseWorks on Instagram. It's pretty cool.
It is very cool. By the way, other NFL note, Demaryius Thomas coming off that Achilles injury signs with the Patriots. Like, first of all, he looked awful before he tore his Achilles. But we've talked about it. If the running back position is the worst position to tear your Achilles, wide receiver has to be 1B. And he's going to come back and be ready to start the season with the Patriots?
Yeah, that's going to be...
The Patriots, you guys are familiar with Deion Lewis. Yeah. He had a really bad ankle break and some serious injuries when they signed him, and he actually did okay. So, I mean, they're pretty good about signing players coming off injury. I know Demaryius Thomas didn't do that well here, but they do have kind of a track record of signing injured players or previously injured players and doing okay with them.
They lost Chris Hogan.
They did.
He went to Carolina because they said the Patriots were dragging their feet in trying to get him a deal, so he took off. So they're, you know who else signed with the Pats? Bruce Ellington.
Well,
welcome to the shoes on the other foot. Now Texans are going to play for the Patriots instead of all the expatriates coming to play with the Texans.
It's look at that. I'm trying to find, so I think I found it. Texans will also face the AFC West and the NFC South.
Okay.
So there's your division.
So the NFC South was right, the Saints division,
plus
right?
The division winners from the AFC since they won the division. So they'll have the Patriots and Ravens.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't even have to look, and I got people sending me full color logos and everything, the whole schedule.
Yeah, so. I mean, like, there was something that dropped a while back that has the home and road. You just don't know. Like, you know, you got the division teams at home, so their home schedule already is Oakland, Denver, New England, Carolina, and Atlanta. That's the home schedule. And then the road is they're on the road for the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Ravens, the Saints, and the Bucks. It's a pretty stout schedule for them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because there's three other divisional teams.
Yeah, pretty stout schedule for them.
Yeah. So there you have it. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. A good friend, Clarence, is chiming in. We will make sure we put a bow on it, take you up till 4 o'clock. Blitz will take you till 7. It's ESPN 97.5. Now you'll be just another regret.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the Usual Suspects on a way back Wednesday. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. The theme was songs from the years Tiger won the Masters. Aside from this year, had fun with this one.
It's pretty big consensus that I got last place this week.
That's about every week.
It's not every week, sir.
Until the bots get involved, it's every week.
Yeah, so the bots just disappeared, huh?
Well, I don't think you called the right bots this week.
This week should be an indicator that there are no bots and that I won every time I've won.
Honestly,
it was
you
fair.
Pissed Kirsten off. Once you piss Kirsten off, I think you set yourself up for
you're
failure.
The one who called her Kristen.
I did it intentionally this week. Yep.
You're the one who aggravated her, not me.
That's why she didn't pick me this week.
Well, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with her not picking either one of you.
Okay. Oh, I don't. I'm Mr. Second Place.
Every week?
Yeah. Either you win or Joel wins. I never win anymore.
That's not true. But that's good a trend. That's got to be a new trend.
I'm good with Mr. Second Place because then I'm not last.
You're middle of the road?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm good. That means I have a solid list. Not a great list, not a terrible list.
You won, was it last week or 2 weeks ago when you got your listed.
We don't even vote anymore. So, like, but like, if you do a rough exit poll, I'm not usually winning. I'm usually second. So
who's usually first when we do those Twitter polls?
Let's go to Clarence's call. We don't need that. Get out of here. Shut your mic off and your mouth. Clarence, what's up, man?
What up, guys? I don't know if I misheard because of all the rain and traffic and stuff, but Barry, did you say you're good with swap your second?
No, I didn't say that. You shut up. I didn't say that at all. That's nothing sloppy came out of my mouth. None of that.
Sure. Anyway, you know the only people that go and travel to those London games are the same fools who go to road preseason games. That is the only people who are going to go across the pond.
Amen.
You know, but Clarence, it's like, you know, there's motorcycle clubs. There's all these different clubs. These Texans fans, they got a name for what they call for their traveling party. But you see them taking pictures in all these different venues, and there's hundreds of them that go. This is like their thing to go on these trips.
But they have a hard time showing up for Rockets playoff games. You think they're going to hop on a plane to go and watch a Texans game?
Yeah, less games, and it's a football state. So they're bigger fans of football, and there's less games to have to travel to.
Probably so, man. Probably so.
I'm with you, though, Clarence. I think it's the same people. The same people in London are going to be the same people.
For me, though, it's like it has to be like Dallas. Driving distance. Like, if I'd go to a Texans road game if I had the time and money, but it'd have to be driving distance. Like, it'd have to be in Dallas or New Orleans, like the opener.
But wait a minute. Why? If Southwest goes there, it's a half hour.
I mean, if I get a cheap deal.
That's not cheap anymore to do that.
It isn't?
No. I'm going to pay $3,000 to get to Dallas.
Southwest?
Yeah.
No way.
I think so.
I don't think so at all. If you do it last minute.
Yeah, last minute.
But now
minute,
that you got the schedule 8.5 months in advance, you can plan for it.
All right, let's look right now.
All right.
Houston to Dallas,
then
Southwest
you Uber
Airlines.
From the airport. You're there near the stadium. You hopefully, because you have lead time, you can stay close by or do whatever the heck you want.
You have to understand, even if you get that round trip ticket for what, two bills?
Like, $200-$300.
Let's just say.
And two bills is on the low side, okay? I could probably go to Dallas and come back in my little Toyota and with $100 at the moment. Like 90.
Were we flying back Monday morning?
$90. Yeah. $80.
We're flying back Monday morning?
Yeah.
I'm flying out Saturday?
Sure.
Okay. One adult, Houston to Dallas. And it's Hobby, too. Ugh.
That's where Southwest is.
Down there slumming. $262.
Like yeah, see?
$300.
Anytime,
that's way more
anytime is $234. Now, business select $262.
That's basically three times more expensive than driving.
But I'll say this.
Exactly.
It's still pretty affordable, but it to take a lot of the hassle out of all, how much time you're losing on the road. But the other thing is, the airlines are smart, too. The schedule, they're scouring it right now. Every single home game for every NFL team, when you start booking flights now on a weekend that it's a home game, prices are going to be way up. Because every time I tried to fly home or fly somewhere where the Packers were playing on a home game weekend, doesn't matter. They're jacking the price up.
Yeah, I mean, that's normal. I mean, Vegas probably will do that. Airline tickets will do that. That's why it's more expensive to travel to Vegas on Thursdays.
Is that the same week? Same.
That's the same ones. As I picked my returning flight and it came to $467. Those numbers were one way. The $260 was $230.
Oh, that's six times more expensive.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Here's your total, including taxes, $467.96 fly to Dallas.
I mean, look, it's
for a game.
A lot of people can afford that, but if it was me, I'd drive.
I think you could find it cheaper than that, but I think what would really be interesting
at Southwest.
You take that information.
October 11th to the 14th. I'm just throwing out a random date.
But
in
that
the
might be
football
a,
season.
That might be for, like I said, that might be for a Cowboys home game date.
But I'm just saying in the middle of the but it doesn't matter. It's going to be a Cowboys home game if you travel up there for your team.
But what I'm saying is if you want to see how much they jack up the price or if
I'm just saying it's going to be expensive, period.
I thought you were saying that the price is just like on a business trip if we had to go to Dallas this week.
Oh, well, it depends how far you book in advance, too.
And
I
also,
get that.
If you click on their website, you know how they have those $49 deals?
I'll do out of football. Let's do August 3rd through the 5th.
Whatever, over a weekend. Same kind of thing, like a Saturday
to
Monday.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Saturday to Monday, okay. August 3rd through the 5th, Houston to Dallas. $234. Same exact price.
Per
yep.
One way.
Yep.
Okay.
Flight is expensive now, man.
Yeah.
Flight is so expensive now.
They get you. And that's bag fees are free on that one.
I really feel like when people tell me, I got a really good deal on this flight, I always feel like they're lying to me. Because I
do y'all
never
think,
get a good deal.
Why do y'all think I fly Spirit every time I got to go on the road? That's the only place to get a good deal.
But then why would we know, like, in my, you guys know that my mother-in-law flies in a lot to see Taylor. And she flies in from California, right outside Palm Springs, India. And they constantly find flights round trip for $300.
I'm telling you, man, they're
longer
bragging.
Distance.
They're bragging about deals they're not getting.
She got them.
She probably got
them. They're one-way ticket. I mean, they're not one-way tickets.
Round trip?
They're round trips, $300, $350, in that range.
Who's she flying with?
Different airline. American.
I mean.
So even with the Southwest platform, you have to pick a ticket. Each ticket, like each price that they give you is for one-way. Like that's, they don't, that's the
on
only
the website,
way you purchase
for sure.
It on the website.
Now, I don't know which websites they're using. I don't know if they're, I doubt that they're going straight through the airline, but I do know that the last couple times she's been on American and they've been less than $350 from California round trip with one stop or no stops.
Here's American, $119 round trip.
Yeah.
To,
that's amazing.
Monday, Tuesday. Like what day is it? It's not a weekend, is it?
It just says, I just took whatever it said. Saturday, May 11th, Sunday, May 12th.
What time?
How many stops? That's the key.
Guys, one at a time. 8:26 p.m., 9:55 p.m., so three and a half hour drive.
That's
a flight.
That's awesome, see? So it's a quarter of the price to fly to California than it is to Dallas.
I don't know if that includes the return flight, though. Let's see, return flight, leaving at 7:15, getting back at noon.
Still not bad.
If I book with American, it's 2:15. Now, that doesn't include bags, though, so you're going to have to pay for your bags.
Yeah.
So let's add $100 to it.
You do the Fred Fowler thing. It's just, it's a carry on. He keeps it. He doesn't. I learned that on that trip. He doesn't check a bag and he keeps it in like a travel gym bag and he rolls.
$215 a person, basic economy, seats assigned at check in, not eligible for upgrades, no flight changes or refunds, board in the last group, and I'm sure it doesn't include bags.
Who cares? It's $200.
Yeah.
For South, boarding in the last group, that's Southwest or is that
American? That's American.
Oh, okay.
That means you get
no
overhead.
But you still got a seat
bins.
Already, but you have a seat in advance.
Yeah, and that's basically what you're getting. This is the airlines responding to Spirit and saying, okay, we'll do that too. We'll give you no-frills flights, but at least their planes are built not like Spirit's. At least their seats recline.
Well, and
you
nothing's got a little more bit annoying than that Southwest Airlines A, B, and C group, and you got to...
I actually like that.
I hate that.
Because you can upgrade a lot of times for like $40. It's not that bad.
You thought about it when we went to Dallas.
Well,
Fred did it.
Fred and AJ are the ones that kind of tuned me into it. I've never done it on my own, but for $40, first group, it's not too bad. It's not too bad at all.
All right. Well, that'll about do it for our usual suspects on a Way Back Wednesday. Tomorrow we're scheduled to have Mike Golic on the show, so we can ask him to talk Astros.
That should be fun. Somebody real quick on text line said, Joel, friendly wager for both Packers and Bears games. I'm willing to bet almost anything. So
we'll
keep
see.
That in mind.
We'll keep it in mind.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that.
Just don't be the scary stalker Detroit guy we had like last year. That was a bit much.
That was creepy. Hey, guys, Houston Dynamo, they're off to their best start in club history. This young and exciting group, they're led by a fast-paced attack that includes Albert Elise, a.k.a. El Pantera, the Panther. His unique ball-handling skills and speed make him one of the most entertaining players to watch in all of the MLS. Plus, Houstonian Memo Rodriguez is among the leading goal scorers in the MLS this season. Don't forget about Joe Willis. He's having a league-leading season as well. Also, this season, the Dynamo are proud to partner with MD Anderson, and they've created a partnership that's more than just a name on a jersey. The Dynamo are joining MD Anderson with one goal, and that is to end cancer. All season, a portion of ticket sales benefit the MD Anderson Cancer Center. So when you go out there, you're actually making a difference. On Saturday, April 27th, when the Dynamo take on the Columbus Crew, the first 5,000 fans will receive a Houston Dynamo End Cancer scarf. Be one of the first 5,000 to get that scarf. The excitement, the atmosphere of a Dynamo game at BBVA Compass Stadium is truly a unique Houston experience. Everyone should get out there at least once and check it out. This young, passionate, hardworking Dynamo team, they're making Houston proud every time they step on the pitch. Come support your home team. Come support the Houston Dynamo. Tickets available at HoustonDynamo.com. That's HoustonDynamo.com. We'll see you out there. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Up next is the Blitz, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.